might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
CBS News Brief. Most of this week's heavy weather is now over eastern Massachusetts and Maine. Some areas in its wake underwater. Here's CBS Baltimore's Paul Gessler.
City parking garages open free to nearby residents to get their cars off the streets before floodwaters rise.
Passenger Vicky Kreps describes how it felt when that door plug blew out of an Alaska Airlines jet last Friday.
There was a little that I want to describe as somebody putting on the brakes. There was a little pitch forward in my seat and then a big gush of wind that pushed me back against my seat.
Boeing CEO says the company will acknowledge its mistakes. National Security spokesman John Kirby says despite the defense secretary's medical secrecy,
at no time was the ability for the United States military to defend our national security interests compromised. At no time was the commander-in-chief not always in command and control of our military forces around the world.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
It's January, and it's that time of year when the air is cold and crisp. You go outside and decide you do want to build a snowman. You just love winter. You roll a giant snowball for the base, and you start building. You got some sticks for the arms and a hat for his head. You even have the carrot nose and the big button eyes. The chilly air lets you breathe in deep, and then you see it. A big brown puddle starts forming right under Frosty. Oh, that is so gross. What is that? It's your septic tank, and the air's not fresh anymore. Well, before Old Frosty gets renamed Old Stinky for fouling up the neighborhood, you better call Crockett Septic. From Rome to Rudolph, Junction City, Grand Rapids, and Nakusa, all the way to Point and Clover, Crockett Septic can handle your septic, holding tank, and porta-potty needs. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. That's 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where the trucks smell like sweet cherry pie, because nobody wants to smell the other stuff.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's Matt Hildreth with the Forgotten Country Radio Show. Each Sunday, Drew Morgan and I discuss and play our favorite Forgotten Country songs, everything from George Jones to Johnny Cash and Casey Musgraves and everything in between. So be sure to tune in right here on 105.5 WIRI Wiscountry.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with some light snow developing by late this afternoon. Our high right around 30 with wind west at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with some light snow, a couple of inches possible by the time everything ends late tonight. Our low 20. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 28. More measurable snow possible Friday, Saturday. After that, it is going to get really cold. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Good morning from the Sunrise Show. Time for some coffee, conversation, and country right here at Wisc Country 105.5 WIRI. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
Seth Haphagger.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in country. We appreciate all you joining us this morning. Hope you're having a good Wednesday. Happy hump day. You are safe. You are or wherever you are or wherever you're going slowly and taking it easy.
Please go slow, yes.
Black ice is real.
Yes.
It is sneaky, and it is waiting for you.
Out to get you.
Yeah, yeah. 715-423-1055, 715-423-1055. I'm giving that number so you can get us your requests, as well as I have a question for the audience today and for my team here. I want to know how many driveways or how many things you shoveled yesterday. I got three. I got three.
Three,
three of them I did.
Well done. on?
My back and my shoulder blades are feeling it. They would tell you this. But I want to hear from everybody. I want to hear how it went yesterday. Zitsnow was heavy. It was a heavy, wet snow.
It was, yes.
Perfect. God, I don't know many times I've been in the snow and I wished I was like 15 or 13 again or something.
you could just build a snowman?
Yes. Or snowball fight. Like it was the perfect snow for all of the above. I imagine there was some sledding going on yesterday. I called my best friend. I'm like, hey, man, you want to go? Yeah, for you two, you guys wouldn't know this. Here in Rapids, there's a hill, Bloody 07. It's a famous hill around here that most kids like to go sledding down.
Yikes.
Because we're kids and we hear a name like that, and of course we're going to go rushing towards it.
Woo, bloody yeah.
If you are somebody like me, it was not born with a buttocks. it is very rough. It is very rough on the tailbone. It is very. But it's fun. It's a lot of fun. I asked Chris. He just ignored me. He's like, I'm not acknowledging that. He told me, I'm not acknowledging this.
You are
insane. We would die. We would probably die.
We're in our 40s now, man. Come on.
No joke.
Things break easier.
I'm not sure how it would go. I imagine him and I at the bottom of that hill, immediately regretting the decision, holding our hip or our back or something, and a bunch of like fourth graders just pointing and laughing just as they run back up the hill to come back down again.
Have you seen that Amazon commercial? Those bunch of elderly ladies do that. They get in the sled and thing. It's like, oh man, that is fantasy, my friends.
That
is fantasy. They would never be able to get off the ground again.
How did it go for you two yesterday? Seth, do you have to do any shoveling?
No, not yet. I'm one of those people that likes to wait till everything's done.
Sure.
And then I do the shoveling. Although for some reason, my youngest is like gung-ho about shoveling. So last night he's like,
of that, man.
Dad, will I have time to shovel in the morning? I'm like, you'll have some time. Sure, go
we'll
ahead.
Make time.
You get up early, dude.
Yeah, so this morning he was still on it.
That's
he's
cool.
like, I'm going to shovel. So I'm like, cool, you can do some shoveling. That's fine. I mean, because we don't really have a driveway because we're connected to the parking lot at the church, and that gets plowed out. So really don't have, we have a little walkway but on the side there, but we don't have a ton to shovel, and it doesn't take very long. So
how did it go for you yesterday, Melissa?
We didn't get as much snow here in Abbotsford, being further north than you guys.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have the benefit of having a boyfriend who has access to a truck with a snowplow blade on
that's
it.
That's nice.
So I don't have to shovel anymore.
I know.
And I love it.
I know I don't know Aaron well, but I knew that. I would have bet money.
It, right?
I would have bet money that he had some. That's awesome. That's awesome. Good on him. Good on him for that. That's
very
great.
Cool.
I did build a tiny snowman yesterday, though.
Good.
All right.
Good.
I had to take the garbage out, and there was snow on top of the garbage can, and I was like, oh, it packs so nice, and I made a snowball. And I was going to throw it at my neighbor's garage because he was in there. And I was like, that's kind of mean.
Yeah.
He's just going to hear something hit the side of the garage and not know what it is.
Yeah. Darn birds.
My poor elderly retired neighbor. I'm like, I shouldn't do that. So I built a snowman instead.
It was very tempting, I'm sure.
It was.
Do you ever do things like that? You take chances with people you know, but you don't know that well. and you're like, oh, I'm gonna go mess with them a little bit. Or I'm going to do something. And it just bombs in your face horribly. Because that happens to me often.
It's called impulse control, man. Impulse control.
I exercised that yesterday.
Nicely done. I want to start again. I think this is another one of those days where we are starting with the animal kingdom, everybody. It's either world records, Dolly Parton, or the animal kingdom. This is where we start our
wheelhouse, yes.
A British woman was reunited with her lost cat after 7 years.
Whoa. Wow.
The feline was found to be living at a factory just 300 yards from the home.
Oh, really?
I'm moving out into the factory.
This is the kid that runs away from home, but gets like 5 feet.
Goes three doors down.
Yeah. Stephanie Barstow of Colby, North Hampshire, said her Bengal cat, Duke, failed to return home after a fight with his feline sibling, Nero.
Oh.
This was in January of 2017.
Oh, man.
And she eventually gave up after months and months of searching for him. Barstow said she was shocked when a knock at her door turned out to be a veterinarian telling her Duke had been found. Quote, she asked me if I was the owner of a cat called Duke. I couldn't believe it, Barstool told Wales Online. She told me that he had been found just 300 yards away from my home at a factory. I was absolutely shocked. I just completely broke down. Duke turned out to have been living in at the factory where workers provided him food and shelter from the cold. They ended up taking the cat to the veterinarian when they determined the factory was no longer safe for Duke. Which, how cool. How cool are those workers, man?
Very nice.
Big side note. There's a good story to start the day right there. Those are just people doing something good.
Not only that, but they had a work cat.
Yeah, they had a work cat, which is kind of cool. Yeah, that's kind of cool. A work cat, a little bit better than a work dog, maybe, in some ways, because the dog is never going to leave you alone.
Right.
The cat will let you do your job,
yeah,
probably.
Just kind of watch you and hang around a little bit.
Curiosity, but, you know, maybe mess with you a little bit here.
Library cats should be a thing in every library.
Yeah,
that's not
my
bad
personal
idea.
Feelings.
Right. Apparently, we need more cat bars, too. We need more of those. The veterinarian found Duke had a microchip, but Barstow's phone number was out of date. The veterinarian drove to Barstow's listing address and told her the good news in person.
How about that?
Wow.
So another good story right there of a veterinarian going.
Awesome.
And a lot of vets do these kind of things, going above and beyond, traveling to places to see animals. It's pretty darn cool. That's just a wonderful story. Barstow said she was overjoyed to reunite with Duke, but changes to her household, including a dog and a new baby, made her decide to rehome him. She said that she found Duke a home with a perfect family.
Oh, awesome.
And she knows the family, so she'll be able to see Duke and everything.
Oh, that's great, good. Though.
I mean, what a lot could change in 7 years.
Exactly.
That's interesting. This is a great story. This is another one of those stories, though, where I have to be honest. My first instinct might not be the strongest. I want to be able to talk to this cat. I want to know what these 7 years were like. I want to interview this cat.
Stories Duke could tell.
Got follow up questions.
You. Yeah.
I also feel like we project. a lot of human feelings and emotions and thoughts onto animals that they have never had whatsoever. I might get a chance to talk to Duke, and Duke's like, "What do you mean? I just moved. Like, that's what we do. There was food over there.
Didn't like my sibling.
Yeah,
and it was I moved
warm.
Out.
End of story.
In my head, I'm thinking about Duke has the fight. You know, and then he's like, I'm done. I'm this is it. And then he starts walking away, and Billy Joel's Moving Out starts playing.
Yes.
And he just says, and he's like, okay, I'll just move this old abandoned factory here. I'll just go here. You know, it's not very far away.
It works.
Yeah.
didn't have to, you know, the postman knew right where to drop the mail. It really helped out. It really worked out that
hard.
Way. So. Didn't miss any mail. As we dive into our national day of calendar for this January 10th, man, God, it's already the 10th of January, 2024. National Cut Your Energy Costs a Day.
Oh, that's smart. For a lot of reasons, that's smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's certainly the environmental impact, the economic impact. Mm-hmm. And it's just a lot of these bulbs nowadays, especially now where they've gone with these, I think they're better. I like them better. They don't hurt my eyeballs. They don't.
Yeah, now that they've changed them a bit and made them not quite so stab you in the eyeball bright.
I can't stand fluorescent lights. They drive me nuts. After a couple hours, they'll drive me. I get headaches from them. They just end up pounding in my eyes.
They're kind of a necessary evil at this point because we know we need to use them in certain settings.
But the LED lights. Ones are a good alternative.
Exactly.
I don't get it from the LED ones. I don't get that from those.
Well, and they have different lights too. Like I actually just bought a floor lamp that has multiple modes. So it's got your daylight bright. It's got kind of a blue light.
I like
and then
those.
It's got like this amber light. And
like
then multiple levels of each one. That's like three different brightness levels. Right. I love it.
That's the other cool thing is how now we can have all these choices with our light bulbs. Yeah. You know, it's not just one like incandescent. Mm-hmm. That's all you get. You get all kinds of options now.
It is National Oysters Rockefeller Day. Yes. Oysters. Yes. I eat oysters all the time. Yes.
I eat my oysters with my martinis. Yes,
yes. I refuse to eat martinis without
my oysters
without a martini. Yes. Yes, I've had too many martinis. I've never had an oyster. No, Melissa, I've never had an oyster.
I
no,
didn't think so.
Yeah, you got me on that one.
I have. I love oysters. Yeah? I think they're awesome.
Yeah. Really?
I do. I think they're great. Mm. I don't know if I've had oysters.
Balls of snot on a shell? Sure.
That's, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I've heard it all. I've heard it all. From friends who are like, how could you eat that?
Are they
good?
Are they really salty?
They are very salty. Yes. Okay. Yeah. But usually you can eat them with, there's a cocktail sauce that goes with it. It's very good. It's very good. So
I would try them. Well, oysters Rockefeller are actually not raw, right? They're cooked.
Yeah, they are cooked into it. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. And they have like breadcrumbs and herbs and stuff in them. So oysters Rockefeller, I would probably try.
I'm with you on this. This is the first time I've never heard of these before, to be honest with everybody. And I had never thought of eating oysters a day in my life. These I would try. These I would definitely try. Oysters Rockefeller is a dish that was created in 1889 in the city of New Orleans. So that's kind of cool to hear.
Yes.
Well, and the thing too is I would much rather eat something like oysters or seafood in general on a coast somewhere, not in the middle of landlocked Wisconsin.
I am 100% with you on that one, Melissa. I only eat oysters when I'm on the coast.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know they're fresh then.
I get that, yeah.
Want them fresh.
National Houseplant Appreciation Day. Bring nature indoors with a touch of greenery that will brighten your day, purify your air, and add style to your space.
Mm-hmm.
And remember to water them.
Yes.
I did that finally yesterday. They were supposed to get watered on Sunday.
Oh, a day or two away. Yep.
Yeah.
Were they looking sad because they didn't get their water?
Not well. Only one.
Oh, okay.
Melissa and I had a great segment yesterday. We were talking about plants that you can keep in the home in the winter and that can be good for you. That can be very helpful. Aloe vera came up and some other ones.
Yeah.
I think
of
that.
Lots of herbs.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if that's what they're talking about here, but that's where my mind went right away.
There is there are certain plants that are great for allergies, and we have allergies in my house. So we find ones that try to take the allergens out of the air. And make it a little bit easier for especially my youngest. Cool. He's got really bad seasonal allergies.
That's really cool.
So that's very helpful for him.
Yeah, that's really
nice.
Cool. National Take the Stairs Day. get your steps in today.
Yeah, there
that's
you go.
A good day for that. Getting those steps in. Chris and I, as I mentioned him, his ears are burning. I bet. I watched a little bit of the national championship game with him, and we were talking. And he's gotten back into working out a lot more, and been taking a lot better care of himself. And I've been encouraging him, been really supportive about that, because I like having my best friend around. these little weird things, you know, about friendship. But we were talking about this, and we both. Found a moment of hypocrisy in ourselves because we both at one point when those watches first came out that took track of your steps and all this, those are so late. Made fun of them and everything, and now we're both like looking at each other. We're talking about all these things, and we're like, "Yeah, actually, those don't seem so bad. It would be kind of cool to know how many steps you take in a day." But completely own it.
Oh yes. Oh.
Some of those things really do. You know what got me to flip on a lot of those was the life saving things. There are people who have had their lives saved from them. There was recently a gentleman who had a bad accident, and his iPhone or his iWatch or whatever he was wearing said that he fell. So his wife called to try to check in on him. He didn't answer, so she sent over to somebody to check on him, and he was in a dire situation.
Wow.
And it wouldn't have happened without the watch.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of little scenarios like that. To each their own, and I've never even looked at what those things cost, so I have no idea if it's for me in radio, if it's even in my price range. But it's I do think that stuff is becoming a lot more that data is becoming a lot more useful. And taking the stairs, taking some steps, never a bad idea.
Never a bad thing.
Goals can be completed by climbing just 10 flights of stairs every day.
Wow,
not bad,
not bad,
not bad.
To get your needed exercise of the week.
Wow. I feel like I get all my steps in like by two, I don't know. I'm very curious. I would like to know. I also have very big feet, so I don't have as many steps to take as some. I don't.
It depends on how many steps you want too. I mean, you can always adjust that part as well.
I didn't know that. Okay, yeah. I thought there was an average. There was like
there is like a baseline. Yeah,
yeah, baseline.
But some people like more and that kind of thing. So, but yeah,
we wrap up the day with National Save the Eagles Day. I don't want to be cruel or mean here, but a number of the Eagles have passed. And I know Don Henley is still around, and there's still
James,
like a, yeah.
James,
yeah.
Not those eagles.
Oh,
the birds.
Oh, that makes a lot more sense.
Like our
okay.
national bird.
I mean, it's a good band, but I thought that was a horrible joke, and I apologize to every single person that heard
I was
it.
Enjoying it. I don't care if anyone else was. I liked it.
Guardians of the skies, these majestic creatures symbolize resilience and grace, reminding us that the importance of preserving their noble legacy. I've heard it said that the bald eagle had a great agent. Eagles in general mm-hmm. and eagles in general can be vulture like vulture like.
Oh, the yeah. birds of prey,
scavengers,
that kind of stuff and everything. They are. Majestic.
Mm-hmm.
They are majestic. Are they our national bird? Yes. And that's very important, I would hope, to all of us fellow Americans out there. But just in putting that aside for a second, just an amazing animal, an amazing yes. bird. And to watch them fly, one of the best gifts I have every morning is getting to see, whenever I get to see eagles outside over at WFHR outside the window.
Soaring outside by the river.
It's just beautiful. I've never seen anything like it.
Remember when we were kids? And they were endangered.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's been one of the most successful recovery projects is that I remember in the 80s, they were like, our national bird has almost died out at this point. And we got to say, and man, has that ever been successful? I mean, we have more eagles now than in 30, 40 years. So
they were removed from the endangered species list in 2007.
Yep.
Oh, was it that? Wow.
Wow.
Wasn't that
it's been
long?
That long. Yeah.
It's been that long and it wasn't that long.
I know.
It's weird. But yeah.
Huh. My brother and his wife live over by La Crosse, and so they drive by the Mississippi River quite a bit, and they count, he said, like, one drive, we counted, like, 23, 25 eagles.
Wow.
That's cool.
Just going one way.
Nice.
It's fitting in some ways, if you ask me, as much as I don't like that it happened, that we came that close, that our national bird was on the endangered list, and we helped get it off of that list.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what we can do.
Yep, we can do
exactly.
It. Exactly. It's doable.
Yep, it's doable. That and it's doable with any animal. Like all these animals, are possible to be able to save that are on that endangered list.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's it should be on all of us to keep these around. Do you want to? How'd you like to be it's on your hands that the dodo died. Something like that. I don't want to be telling my kids that. I want to be able to say that exactly what Seth was just saying. In our lifetime, we almost lost the eagle, and we were able to keep it, able to keep it around and keep it healthy.
And how sad would it be if we lost Sam the eagle? You know?
Yeah, like, that would be sad.
I mean, he's kind of a grouch, but still, we like Sam the eagle.
I don't even know why I'm here. I don't even...
Bunch of weirdos.
We're going to get to some more news now. We're going to... I just want you to know I'm normal. I just
gotta love Sam Neagle. It would also be very, very on us as Americans if that animal we had lost it.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That would have been really bad.
Yeah, don't let that be lost on you.
No.
We got some good requests coming up today. Got a couple of them. One of them we're going to kick our show off for. For now, this is an interesting one. This is this is for Sally, and Sally is listening to us in Marshfield.
Okay.
And Sally wanted us to know for specifically that she is listening on the Civic Media app. I appreciate that out of her. Woo-hoo. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sally.
I did tell her she could call up this morning and test the phone because she hasn't tested the phone part yet.
Oh.
So far, I haven't heard from her, but Sally, you more than welcome to call, and thank you so much for the great request. Here is a redheaded stranger, Willie Nelson, always on my mind. A Wisc Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. If I made you feel second best,
you did.
Girl, I'm sorry I was blind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. And maybe I didn't hold I guess I never told you. I'm so happy that you're mine. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. But you were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. Tell me that your sweet love hasn't died. And give me one more chance to keep you satisfied. I'll keep you satisfied.
Legends 24/7 with Alan Jackson.
And he still laughs about my paper sack full of songs, you know, that I'd bring. And I'd bring it. He said the first three albums you kept bringing that paper sack, and we used it up. No, cassette, just homemade demos that I did. And maybe a lot of those went on to be number one hits.
In a small town down in Georgia, over 40 years ago, her maiden name was Music, till she met that Jackson boy. They married young like folks did then, not a penny to their name, but they believed the one you vowed to love should always stay the same. And on the land his daddy gave her, a foundation underway, for a love to last forever, or until their dying days. They built a bond that's strong enough to stand the test of time, and a place for us to turn to when our lives were in a bind.
And they made their house from a tool shed granddaddy rolled down on too long, and they built walls all around it, and they made that house home. Taught us about good living, they taught us right and wrong. Lord, there'll never be another place in this world I'll call home. My mama raised five children, four girls, and there was me. She found her strength, faith in God, and a love of family. She never had a social life, home was all she knew, except the time she took a job to pay a bill or two. And my daddy skinned his knuckles on the cars that he repaired. He never earned much money, but he gave us all he had. He never made the front page, but he did the best he could. And folks drove her cars for miles around, let him look underneath the hood.
And they made shed granddaddy rolled down on two logs. And they built walls all around it, and they made that house a home. And they taught us about good living, they taught us right and wrong. Lord, there'll never be another place in this world I'll call home. There'll never be another place in this world that I'll call home.
Because country. Country Legends 24/7.
When I die, I may not go to heaven. Detroit City.
from 105.5 FM.
Hey, this is Zach Brown from the Zach Brown Band.
It's gonna be funky.
How come all the pretty girls like you are taking, baby? I've been looking for someone like you to save me. Life's too easy to be so damn complicated. Take your time and I'll be waiting. Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in mind. And I pray someday that you will love me only. Think about you some days and the way I would lay you wasting day after day with you. We always go our separate ways, but no one can love you, baby, the way I do. Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in mind. And I pray someday that you will love me only. Well, the world can be real tough. Find shelter in me. If there's no one else to love, keep me in mind. If ever you wanted me, I'll be your man. I'd be a fool to let you go with someone else. Whatever you want from me, I'll be your man. I'd give it all up just to have you for myself. Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in mind. And I pray someday that you will love me only. Well, the world can be real tough. Won't you hold on to me? When there's no one else to love, keep me in mind.
Keep me in mind.
And I'll hold you, darling.
Keep me in mind.
I'll be your man.
Keep me in mind.
I'll hold you, darling.
Keep me in mind.
Come on, little mama.
Zach Brown Band, Keep Me In Mind, Wiz Country, 105.5 WIRI, Sunrise Show. I love that violin in there, that fiddle.
That sounded good, yes.
That's so good.
It's a fiddle, man.
Yeah, in country music, it's a fiddle. Yes, I caught myself too late. We got some good country music information and news for you in a second. I'll get to, but we got a great message from one of our listeners. Weren't able to call in, but they let us know about my question of the day to everybody.
Oh, nice.
In reference to your question of the day, spoke with James on the phone, sent email to Civic Media for upcoming public events, shoveled front and back steps, plowed 400 feet of driveway, snow plowed 30 feet of black patio, 1 hour government meeting, wrapped birthday presents, and answer birthday calls, and then last thing of the day was to remind self and spouse we are retired.
Oh, that's good.
You need to after that busy day.
Wow.
That's great.
That's awesome.
Really, that's pretty good. Thank you for that. Best listeners radio. We appreciate you all. We're only 10 days into 2024, and Miranda Lambert has already written 3 new songs.
Oh, jeez.
Whoa.
She met up with her best friend, Ashley Monroe, and newcomer Stephen Wilson Jr. for a songwriting session. Miranda says, quote, "We got deep in the paint, three in a day, but let's get it while the getting's good."
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Goes
well,
in
the
spurts.
Juices are flowing.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to a couple of different people over the last week or two about this, about writing and how it comes and it comes at you, and you don't necessarily you don't get to always pick when it comes. I think everybody has had the 2 a.m. thought that you have to write down, that kind of thing. So
With the director's cut, we've talked with a number of songwriters now, and it's almost everyone to a person, you know, they say, you know, sometimes you'll never know when that inspiration is going to hit. A lot of times you don't have anything to write with, unfortunately.
Yeah.
They talk about that a lot. I didn't have anything. I was in the shower or something.
Seems like
that.
The way the brain works. Yeah. More power to you, Miranda.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
That's cool.
I love hearing that. So many country concerts, so little time. Here are some of the big artists touring this year. Jason Aldean, Chris Stapleton, Lainey Wilson, Garth Brooks, Shania Twain, Morgan Wallen, Brad Paisley, Sam Hunt, Zach Bryan, Kane Brown, Kenny Chesney, George Strait, Luke Combs, and Blake Shelton.
Wow.
Wow.
You can see the complete list at tasteofcountry.com, tasteofcountry.com. And that is the headliners. That is the big names.
Right.
There's a lot of other names. At this time last year, I don't know how many people knew Lainey Wilson. Mm-hmm. There's going to be another artist or two or many that are going to be like that. Mm-hmm. That this time next year, we're talking about, hey, they got another tour coming up or something. Country music, too, is one of those ones where it's so intertwined with how far your star rises.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that you're going to find many country artists that didn't have a similar to like a stand-up comedian, didn't build their base by traveling the country.
Yep.
And that's
very important. Yeah.
That's how they got there. There's certainly a lot of music is like that, but I don't know if there's another genre that is so tied to it as country music is.
And I know, you know, even big stars, you know, that's the tours is where the big money is made because of the contracts they have to sign for recording and all that kind of stuff. But they also do it. I mean, these are not easy things to do. All the traveling, all the logistics that you have to come up with, all these things, it's tiring, but it's also because they love it. They love to perform. Right. That's the thing.
I don't blame them. I miss performing so bad.
It's in your blood, man. When you have it in there, man, you want to do it.
And I don't even know like a scratch of what it's like to perform at what some of these guys have done, when some of these artists have done and everything. I can't imagine when you have a taste of that.
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I can only imagine. It's time to make you feel old. Here are a list of 10 country albums that turned 25 this year.
All right. Oh, wow.
This is kind of interesting. I hadn't thought of this in a while, like how old albums get. Mm-hmm. It's come up recently with certain ones from our high school days just because of the anniversary of this or the memory of this or something. But some of these are pretty interesting. Brad Paisley, Who Needs Pictures? That'll turn 25 years old this year.
I didn't even know Brad Paisley's been around that long.
You're not alone.
It doesn't seem that he's been around that long.
No, it doesn't seem like he's been around that long.
Wow. No.
Toby Keith, How Do You Like Me Now? That's 25.
How Do You Like Me Now?
That's, wow. Wow. I did not expect that. Mm-hmm. I also like if Melissa does that more. I want to encourage that. Tightrope from Brooks and Dunn.
All right, yep.
Everywhere We Go from Kenny Chesney. Under the Influence from Alan Jackson.
Mm.
A Place in the Sun from Tim McGraw. Leanne Rimes.
Wow.
Fly from the Chicks or the Dixie Chicks at the time.
Right.
And Breathe from Faith Hill.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Tim McGraw and Faith Hill are both on that list.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. How long have they been together? It must be around that time,
it's gotta be close
to
that. Yeah. 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 The first time I heard Breathe, I didn't know that it was a country song. I didn't know that it was Faith Hill. I just heard it on the radio. And I just turned it up. I just remember, it was two notes in, and I'm like, oh, I got to hear this louder.
Yep.
I have to hear every syllable of this. I have to hear everything. That is such a great song.
That is a great tune.
I waited and waited for the DJ to say something. They never said anything. I went I want to be honest. I think I went about a year or so before I knew who sang that song. I didn't know where it came from or whose it was or anything. That is a powerful, beautiful, well-produced song.
It's a classic all-around song, yep.
And Tim McGraw and Faith Hill have been together 28 years.
Oh, so they had been there. Oh,
since
wow.
1996.
Nice.
Wow,
nice.
There you go.
Very cool. Thank you for looking that up.
Graduated high school in 1996. Oh.
Yeah, you and me both, brother. 96 graduate here, too. Yep. Shout out Lincoln. We will take a quick time out. We're going to come back with nothing but fun. We got some good Garth Brooks on the way for you. Kenny Chesney, Tim McGraw, Johnny Cash, all coming up on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show.
And we are joined right now by one of our good friends, a GM and head coach of your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, Coach Paul.
And I want to make sure that they're doing what they should be doing in the right way, in the right manner. And that's exactly what's expected, right? The expectation and the standards are here, and I don't deviate from that. And guys know that coming in. And if you want to play here, then this is what you're going to be held to. And that's important to me.
Join James and Coach Peckman on Mondays during Playmakers, starting at 3 p.m. on WFHR, locally grown radio.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with some light snow developing by late this afternoon. Our high right around 30 with wind west at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with some light snow, a couple of inches possible by the time everything ends late tonight. Our low 20. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 28. More measurable snow possible Friday, Saturday. After that, it is going to get really cold. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Talking about his musical influences on Country Legends 24/7.
Influences for me, you got to talk James Taylor, George Strait. One of the newer influences for me has to be Susan Ashton. What a beautiful voice and what a beautiful messenger of songs. We toured with her in Europe.
eyes are cold and restless, and his wounds have almost healed. And she'd give half of Texas just to change the way he feels. Well, she knows his love's in Tulsa, and she knows he's gonna go. Well, it ain't no woman, flesh and blood, it's that damned old road he goes. Mud. It's the roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white in his knuckles, the gold in the buckle. He'll win the next go round. It's boots and shaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the reins and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. Her best to hold him when his love comes to call, but his need for it controls him and her back's against the wall. And it's so long, girl, I'll see you when it's time for him to go. You know the woman wants her cowboy like he wants his rodeo. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white in the knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and shaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the rain and the joy and pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. It'll drive a cowboy crazy, it'll drive the man insane, and he'll sell off everything he owns just to pay to play her game. And a broken home and some broken bones is all he'll have to show for all the years that he spent chasing this dream they call rodeo. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd, it's the white and the knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and shaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the reins and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. It's the Bronx and the blood, it's the steers and the mud, and they call the thing rodeo.
Pride, Central Wisconsin wide. Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
But there's something I'm wanting to tell you, so I wrote it in the words of this song. I didn't know God made honky-tonk angels. I might have known gave up the only one who ever loved you, and went back to the wild side of life.
might have known you'd never make the wire.
Too many times married men think they're singing
and go back to the wild side of life.
They go back.
Little Wiz Country for you on the station, Sunrise Show. We hope you're having a good one out there, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Man, some Waylon Jennings right
yep,
there.
Yep, there
bad
you go.
At all. Not bad. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Little programming note and a correction from yesterday. I mixed up my days. Time is a flat circle. starting on the week of the 22nd, we're going to be doing the show solo here.
Mm-hmm.
We still have another week of the gang and having some fun with that. But yeah, starting on the 22nd, I'll be doing the show by myself. Free up our team a little bit. And really, the way the show is always designed to be, Melissa, Seth, and I agreed that when we first started the show, it thought it'd be good to have some camaraderie, some consistency
yep.
with our audience and having this team together. We kind of thought maybe a year in we'd be able to do this, but the show has been going so strong. You guys have supported it so well. We're kind of able to do this a little mm-hmm. sooner and get our team to be able to free them up and do other things. And it doesn't mean that they're not still going to join us from sometimes.
Yeah, like, yeah, we'll see what happens.
No, I hate you both.
Melissa, but may not. May not. But at the same time, she's going to have moments where she's like, oh, I want to mess with them. And she'll call up. And no.
That'll be the good
thing. I never do that.
No.
Never, ever.
But I do, in all seriousness, mean that the door is always open. So if mm-hmm. one of you are awake in the morning, you want to join us on the air, you are more than welcome to anytime, anytime.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be sleeping in, you know, now.
Right.
Because, you know, the news stops when Melissa's asleep.
Do.
Yeah, exactly.
Boy, that, the morning show.
Yeah. Boy, that hour off James gave me, it just really frees up the whole day, really.
It is going to help.
Yeah.
I won't lie.
And we're looking forward to more of your interacting, everybody, because
yeah.
I'm not doing this show by myself. I'm doing it with all of you.
Yeah,
you
that's
guys
right.
We're going to be expecting more phone calls, expecting more requests,
yes.
more interacting with you guys. We'll be having more fun doing that. Also be on the lookout sometime this year. This station is going to be growing in some other ways where mm-hmm. we're going to be having, you know, for those that don't know a lot about radio, voice tracking.
Mm-hmm.
Some voices in between these songs and everything
throughout the day. Yes.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. We're looking forward to that. Diving into our day at country music history. 1948, Loretta Webb married Oliver Vernette Lynn, commonly known as Doolittle, Doo or Mooney for Running Moonshine. After courting for a month, Mooney was 21 years old, Loretta was 15. In an effort to break free of the coal mining industry, the couple moved from Butcher Hollow to the logging community of Custer, Washington, where she, when she was 16 years old and 7 months pregnant, with her first of six children. Over the course of their often tumultuous nearly 50-year marriage, Doolittle was instrumental in developing Lynn's musical talent and country music career.
Mm.
Coal Miner's Daughter isn't just a good song.
No. It's a great, it's an interesting story. Good movie, too, by the way. Yeah.
Great movie.
Very good movie. Yeah.
We'll meet you guys at WFHR. Everybody else, you have yourselves a great day. Enjoy some wonderful country coming up for you right here on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI.
Are you going to bingo? The Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge hosts bingo every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Doors open at 5 p.m. Bingo starts at 6:30. Lodge 693 is located at 430 West Jackson Street in Wisconsin Rapids. If it's happening in central Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. It's a mixed bag of weather with devastating.